It's time again for StoryCorps, the oral history project traveling the country collecting your stories. These interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and excerpts are played here on Fridays. Today we hear from Arthur Winston. Just last week he turned 100 years old, an occasion he celebrated partly by retiring. We marked his retirement briefly on this program. Arthur Winston had been maintaining buses at the L.A. Metropolitan Transit Authority for more than 70 years. Before retirement, he sat down with his great-grandnephew, Eric Anthony Givens, at StoryCorps. The two talked about his legendary work record and what he plans to do next.
What's the secret to working so long, and why do you do it?
Well, I like my job. You can't stay on any job 7 some years if you don't like it. So I got perfect record. 1934 until today. Missed one day of work.
That's about 72 years.
That's right. Missed one working day.
Now, has your job changed a lot?
It's changed a lot.
Uh-huh.
Jobs have changed. Managers have changed. I still stay there.
A lot of people wonder how a person lives to be 100 years old. What do you think you did that allowed you to live so long healthy?
We're living too fast on junk food. Tastes good. But I don't fool with it.
A lot of people today try to do things to fight growing old. And the last time I talked to you, you had made a comment about Viagra.
Viagra. No. Yeah. You don't worry about things you can't do. Don't worry about it. And trouble of it today, people seem like they can't get, they go to the store and then on these talking phones all day and night, trying to work and talk on them phones all the same time.
Right.
Everybody, kids got the little phones and they're talking. I don't have one of them. I don't need nobody to keep up with me that tight all day long and night. And I ain't going to keep up with nobody all day and night.
Right. What would you like to talk about?
We're going too full in life with credit card. Credit interest is killing you. People don't understand that. I don't have all of my credit card.
Right.
I don't have to have all this luxury stuff. If I can't afford it, I don't bother about it. I can do without it.
Mm-hmm. What do you plan to do after you retire?
You can't wait till 99 to do hardly anything. See, I did a lot of going when
right.
I was all the way up. I've been all Europe, Asia, and all around. Hawaii and Bahamas and Puerto Rico and Tahiti and everywhere else. I rode a freight train further than some people rode inside. But I'm scared to go nowhere.
Uh-huh. That's amazing to be 100 years old, still working, still in good health, and still smart, bright.
If I go to think about how old I am, I won't be able to get up in the morning and go to work.
Right.
I don't worry about age. I don't think about it. Moses and all them other people, a lot of people over there live 800, 900 years. I think I'd go live 900 like the rest of them or something else.
Well, I know you've inspired me, and I love you, and I think what you have to say is important. You've lived in a time and an era where so much has changed.
That's right.
And you're still here to talk about it. So thank you very much, Uncle Arthur.
Thank you.
Love you.
Arthur Winston with his great-grandnephew, Eric Anthony Givens. Arthur Winston plans an active retirement, including volunteer work at senior centers. To learn more about StoryCorps, make a reservation for your interview, or hear additional stories, visit npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.